The self, the spinal wave, intention, will, responsibility. The unconditional love activator is a simple activator. If you can allow it to work on you, it can silence the crew that is protesting. It can silence the precious I who you consider yourself to be, and allow the two selves to connect. So what happens when you, who you consider yourself to be, and yourself, the core, the empty space connect? You see, that empty space is like a vertical pipe. It goes from the center of the earth to all of it. To source. So the moment you, who you consider yourself to be, connects to the self, through the self you can be connected to all of it. That is a can be, because it needs you to intend to connect. Intention is not the same as wanting. You have been wanting all your life, but intending? Most of you have never intended anything. Intention comes from the self. As does responsibility, and even the will. But once your two selves can connect, you can activate the spinal wave. And life will never be the same. The 1000, aka the superiors, unconsciously activate the spinal wave, and their effectiveness comes from there. They are entirely acting on the captain's orders, not on the many voices of the crew. Is the crew silent in them? No. But who they consider themselves to be, the captain, doesn't listen to the crew, or not often. If and when they do, in that moment, they stop being a 1000. And this takes us to something very important. Yesterday's accomplishment is a memory today, unless it is consolidated. If it stays in existence. If you can build on it. In this work we primarily work with energy-like stuff. And energy, the moment isn't fed, disappears. Energy, the moment isn't fed, disappears. The path between the two selves, the moment you stop giving it energy, grows into a tangle of brambles. Meaning, you can't permanently shut up the crew, the voices, anything. Just like you are told to brush your teeth every day, I tell you to attend to your spiritual self every day. It takes time, and it takes undisturbed, uninterrupted time. Alone time. If your entire day has background noise, the TV, radio, music with words, people, you won't be able to consolidate. You won't be able to stay in touch with and heed the self's guidance. You will be like the ship that has no captain, and every crew member will have a voice. The loudest, the worst voices win. Just look at America. Can you see that the warrior women, simple crew members, holler and occupy our time? No head. No captain. A ship going in zigzag to no good place, guaranteed. So what could change you, the you consider yourself to be, to actually do work that you have never done? To do work consistently? Some hope or desire to get to the promised land? The desire for freedom? A life you love? Power? I say all of these propeller-like energies are insufficient to keep you consistently in action. They are weak, and even the memory of a little success sucks the energy out of them. So you'll stop. You'll say you have enough. So what will give you enough energy to stay consistent? You need to find your jet engine energy. Mine is hate. Hating anything that is not magnificent, anything not all it can be, in me. I don't direct my hate at people, not even at establishments. I direct it to where I have power. My actions, my words, my attitudes. What I do, what I say, and how I do what I do. Occasionally I find some hate directed to where I have no power. And I hate that. So I kill it. My parents were Holocaust survivors. So I had no grandparents, no cousins, no uncles, no aunts. Just my wounded parents who didn't know how to love. Occasionally I had hate flare up. Like yesterday. I pulled it back, and hated hate instead. And then I wept. Grieve the suffering, grieve the millions of lives, whether they were Jews or not. And then I noticed that a little hate seeped in, hate of ideology, hate of the ones who just follow orders, hate of the ones who think they know. So I pulled it all back, and looked at my ideology, and me following orders, and me knowing everything. And I hated that instead. P.S. Can you keep the path open between the two selves by listening to the Unconditional Love Activator audio daily? Or drinking it in your liquids, infused with the energy? The answer is no. Unless you actually do the work, yourself, consciously, the effects will wear off. The activator will support you in doing the work, but it cannot do it for you. And it won't. Unless you unite your two selves and become the captain of the ship, a captain with a voice, you will remain the same as you are now. P.P.S. Where should you start? Pick one of the invisibles, and work on it. For most of my current students, the personality/identity will be the easiest to work on. The decisions you made about how to be when you were too little to make sense of the world. The eager beaver, the jumping jack, the I can't trust anyone, the Eeyore, the I am a chipper happy camper, the I am a liar, I am always right, etc., etc. Go back to the originating incident, and see that your decision was stupid. A killing life stupid. And start not following it like a religion. Don't fight it. Weaken it. Find different ways to be, experiment. Be diligent about it. It's not wrong, but it is not right. Killing life is never right. And if you need coaching, contact me. If you have the unconditional love activator, use it. If you don't, get it. Use it to help you, not as something that will do the work for you. Get the unconditional love activator.